From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jacob Kornhauser. The University of Missouri says two residence halls already scheduled for demolition will not be used this fall because of declining enrollment. University spokesman Christian Basie says closing Laws Hall and Lathrop Hall will save the university about $200,000 a year in utility costs. The halls each have 340 beds. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Laws was scheduled to close for demolition in January 2017. Basie says closing the halls this fall could move up construction and demolition work. He says the campus will gain 220 beds when the halls are replaced. The university estimates freshman enrollment will decline by 900 or more in the fall after the Columbia campus saw student protests last November over racial issues. Unofficial results for Tuesday's presidential primaries in Missouri show Democrat Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump beat the runners-up by less than a quarter of a percentage point statewide. But that result did not hold in Boone and Cole counties. According to the Missouri Secretary of State's website, Texas Senator Ted Cruz beat Trump by nearly 13% in Boone County and 4% in Cole County. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won 61% of the vote in Boone County and 54% in Cole County. MU political science professor Peveril Squire says Sanders appeals to college voters.
Sanders is particularly popular around college campuses, and I think they've made a particular effort to turn out those voters because it usually takes some effort to get them to the polls, and it appears that they were successful.
Columbia College professor Terry Smith said a strong conservative base in Boone County likely helped Cruz to victory there. Missouri lawmakers in both chambers say passing statewide regulations for app-based car services will lead to thousands of new jobs. Today, Uber's general manager for Missouri, Sagar Shah, said that regulations making their way through the legislature would allow the company to expand to Springfield, Jefferson City, St. Charles, and St. Joseph. The company currently operates in Kansas City, St. Louis, and Columbia. The House has already passed insurance regulations for ride-hailing companies, and a Senate panel amended the measure to make it easier for taxi companies to opt into the new regulatory system. Taxi companies in the past have objected to creating different rules for businesses that offer essentially the same service. Proposed regulations stalled in each chamber last year. This year, Uber has registered 11 lobbyists in Missouri. Republican U.S. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says he will not vote for President Barack Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court. Obama on Wednesday nominated appeals court judge Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court for a vacancy created by the death last month of Antonin Scalia. Scalia was a leading conservative, and many Republicans have said the president elected in November, not Obama, should pick the nominee. Blunt is among those who have said they would not support an Obama nominee. He said in a statement that while the president has the right to nominate someone, the Senate has the, quote, constitutional responsibility to decide if that is the right person for the job. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, on the other hand, wants a hearing on President Obama's U.S. Supreme Court nominee. McCaskill, a Democrat, urged a hearing and vote on the nomination despite the fact Senate Republicans say they won't fill the seat until after the presidential election and won't consider Obama nominees. The GOP-led Senate would need to confirm Garland's nomination for him to serve on the court. With 100% of precincts reporting, the Missouri primary race for both Republicans and Democrats is a close call. The state's unofficial results list Hillary Clinton as the Democratic winner over Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump as the Republican winner over Ted Cruz. However, each won by less than a quarter of a percentage point, so the runners-up can request a recount.